The Ink Spots, a vocal group Tennessee Williams enjoyed.
If I didn't care more than words can say.
You'll find out all kinds of fun facts about this great American playwright as the Crescent City, particularly the French Quarter, is ground zero this week during the 28th annual Tennessee Williams New Orleans Literary Festival. And joining me now to talk about the exciting theater lineup is festival spokesman David Hoover, who heads UNO's Department of Film and Theater. David, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We are celebrating Tennessee Williams this week in many ways with works inspired by or dedicated to the legendary playwright. What is it that endears us so to his works?
I think one of the great things is his plays are infused with the spirit of New Orleans. It's got that sultry feel that always has a mystery about it.
And the city surely attracted him.
Oh, absolutely. He called it his spiritual home. You know, he's originally from St. Louis, and being an original Midwesterner, it always hurt my feelings. He hated St. Louis, just absolutely hated it. But when he came to New Orleans, he really found his true muse.
And the major works, which ones are we likely to experience?
The NOLA Project on the Le Petit stage, which we're also very thrilled to be back in that wonderful historic space, is going to be presenting Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, one of his greatest plays. And then in the special location on Elysian Fields, Southern Rep is going to be performing The Night of the Iguana. So you have two of his really just paramount productions of plays.
I hear actress Diane Ladd is in town for a special reading of Tennessee's letters and essays. Is there a family connection there?
Absolutely. She is his cousin. She's going to be part of an evening on Saturday night that actually I'm very excited about because I get to be part of it as well. We're going to have Julia Reed and festival president Janet Duvall. We're doing several readings from his letters that are specifically drawn from and to and about New Orleans. It gives you such an insight to him as a person. The writings are just brilliant and wonderful, and they're theatrically just amazing.
And there's something else that's close to your heart, and it always draws a big crowd, and that's the one-act play contest.
One of our missions in the Department of Film and Theater, we love producing the previous year's winner, and we also do the selection of this year's winner, and we do a concert reading of that production. This year's winner is a play called The Art of Conversation by Matt Bagance. We're also going to be producing Father by Frederick Minch. That's a full production that we'll do, last year's winner. You know, our past one-act play winners have gone on to become Pulitzer Prize winners in one case. So it's a very exciting time when you see a playwright who's in sort of the early part of their career, and we get a chance to perform one of their early works. And you never know if we're going to be producing a future Pulitzer Prize-winning author.
Can you give us a little insight into the play by this year's winner?
It's a very interesting piece, The Art of Conversation, and it's a university professor who goes to a dinner party of his wives, and he has some issues with conversation in social settings. He tends to pick it apart. And there's a little bit of a surprise when you realize that all the party guests at the end are not real, that this has been a practice session with his wife and himself in trying to make him a better social conversationalist. It's an interesting play, actually. It's very funny, very insightful, and it's got little twists in it that are really fun. This year, we'll do a concert read of it.
And last year's winner?
Last year's winner, Father, is a very interesting play about a brother and a sister who show up at the funeral of their estranged father, who left them very young, and you find out that there was some abuse involved, and he went on and had a second family. And it's sort of about the brother and sister's relationship at the funeral of their father and coming to terms with some issues that they have that are unresolved. It's a really interesting little piece. It had a very nice run at UNO, and we're excited to bring it down to the festival.
And things wind down on Sunday with a reenactment of an unforgettable scene from A Streetcar Named Desire in Jackson Square. Tell us about this shouting contest.
Oh, my goodness. We have Stanley's and Stella's coming out to give us their best shout through a panel of celebrity judges that have been at the festival during the course of the week. And it's pure silliness. There's a crowned winner, and it's always interesting to see how far some of these contestants will go to win this prize.
Now, if Tennessee were here today, David, what do you think he would say about this annual tribute?
I think that he would be probably a little bit dismayed at all the attention provided to him, but I think what he would love is all of the New Orleans quality of it. He would love the Stanley and Stella contest. I think he would think that that was an absolute hoot.
Yeah. David, thanks.
Thank you.
Stella! Stella!
David Hoover heads the Department of Film and Theater here at the University of New Orleans. The 28th annual Tennessee Williams New Orleans Literary Festival runs through Sunday in and around the French Quarter. For more information, you can visit the website tennesseewilliams.net. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.